Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the Rain Dance Film Festival, and I'm joined by Fiona Gillies and Raj Sharma, who are the producers of The Beat Beneath My Feet, that has been shown here at the festival, and I saw it last night, and I really enjoyed it. And the audience did too, so first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much, thank you.
And now, to start off the interview, I guess the best way to do it would be to tell us a little bit about the actual story for our listeners.
Okay, well, the film was written by Michael Muller, and Michael is part of Scoop Films. Michael, Raj and I worked together, and we knew that we wanted to make a film that had a lot of music involved, and Michael said, I've got this idea about a teenage boy who becomes obsessed with an unruly neighbour who moves in underneath him, and it's convinced that this guy is a former rock god who everybody thinks is dead. And Raj and I went, oh, that sounds interesting. So he wrote it, and we decided that we would make it. We wanted to make it quite quickly. We wanted to work very collaboratively, and we brought in John Williams, who's the director. It's John's first feature, and he had a real kind of understanding of the teenage boy character. And we filmed it this time last year, so it's been quite a quick process.
And you had the script and you had the idea. You obviously you had to pick the right people to make it. Beginning with the director, who I believe it's his first feature film.
It is his first feature film. John Williams. He's done several shorts, and he did a couple that we had looked at that we really really liked. He has a wonderful eye. He's got a great integrity. And we all sat down together. We talked about the scripts. And the first time we met, we were only going to meet for about 20 minutes, but we were sitting together for 2 hours. And we really just liked his approach. And he and Michael Muller, that relationship is very important, the director and the writer. They have to work very well together. And the two of them gelled, and both of them have a real love of the project, and the film comes first for both of them. So, you know, it worked really well, I think. Mm. John's great. We really enjoyed working with him.
While we're at it, I guess it would be good to know a little bit about the cast, because it's really a mixture of actors, of familiar faces. Luke Perry, wonderful in this film, and new actors, new faces that haven't been seen on a feature film before.
Yeah, well, the casting is obviously with every film is really vital, and with this one we have the older guy, the former rock god, and the teenage boy. So we're very fortunate. We have Luke Perry playing the former rock god, and he has got a great name and a huge amount of experience. He read the script. He really liked it. He connected with it. And he brings an integrity and a strength to the film that is fantastic. He is rock solid. His delivery is brilliant. He's light of touch. You know, and he's a professional. He hits his mark first time. He knows exactly what he's doing. So we have him, and then we have a lot of younger cast, new actors who are just beginning their careers. So the balance is really wonderful. And Nick Galitzine, who plays a teenage boy, we found him. It was his first audition, and we are so excited about the potential. I mean, he's brilliant in our film, but he's got a wonderful career ahead of him, I think. Same with Verity Pinter. It's her first film. She plays the love interest for Nick, and she's got a great warmth on screen. There's Ellie Herdman, James Tarpey. We're really fortunate. We've got a lovely team of young actors, and they worked very, very well together.
Yeah, and also, I mean, representing a whole generation, you know, sometimes this it can be done well and it can be done terribly. And finally, this is the type of film that actually, you know, hits the spot. It does so very well. So that was obviously very important too.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about actually getting the project started money-wise. I mean, it mustn't have been. It's never really easy to get a project off the ground. So how did it happen for The Beat Beneath My Feet?
Well, actually, when it comes to money, that's probably one of the last things we think about. And the reason I say it is because it's as important as anything else. So we need to make sure that the script is as good as it can be. The director is on board and his vision is very clear. We have various cast members in place, and then only can we get it funded, because there's something that a backer can actually see and visualize. And once we put that package together, if you like, it was relatively easy, in the sense that people liked the story. And once again, it's just all about the story, all about the script. People connected with it, and we were surprised how not easy it was, but how straightforward it was, and people wanted to be part of it, and they could see that this could have legs. And that's the way we work when it comes to sort of fundraising. But of course, you never know how good the film's going to be with all these different variables and all these different elements until it's actually done and it's on the big screen.
Here's a question now. What do you think got people interested the most? Before the film was made, what was the thing that kind of interested people in getting involved with the project to begin with?
I mean, of course, the Luke Perry name was the big hook. But after that, it's the story, it's the teenagers. The music was so important. It's so important, and everyone loves music. Mm. And the sort of aspirational nature of Tom's journey was something that I think connected with most people. Everyone wants to become a rock star.
I still do.
However old or young you are, everyone has that sort of creative part of them, I think, whether it's to becoming an actor or to become a rock star or anything, in terms of making something. So that connected with a lot of people. So again, it really was the story. It was a universal theme that connected with our backers, and that's the most important thing.
Mm. But have there been challenges along the way, particular challenges that have that actually threatened to slow down the production? Or did it go smoothly? No.
It never goes smoothly. You always think, we've planned for this, we've planned for that, and then something unexpected comes around the corner. So there are always going to be issues. And, we had problems with locations or problems with equipment or all that kind of thing. But, that's filmmaking, really.
But now the film is made and the opening, it premiered last night. I'm sure if you guys want to say something about it, I already kind of hinted at the fact that it was well liked and well loved by the audience. What did you think of it?
Well, we were really pleased with the feedback, because obviously, we've been living with it for the last couple of years. You put it up on the big screen, and this is the first time that anybody's seen it, and
including us
on such a big screen. So there's always that anxiety that maybe people will turn around and go, that was interesting. But actually, people were laughing. There was a lot of warmth. There were a lot of people that were moved by it, because it is a universal story. Mm. It's about two people that connect through music, two people that need each other. Mm. and they help each other. So it's ultimately a very redemptive story. But there's, it's kind of not easy. There's quite a bit of pain along the way, and there's quite a lot of humour. So we were really delighted with the feedback, and it is really important. You sit in the audience, you listen to the audience, you want them to enjoy it, but audiences are tough sometimes. They're not interested, and especially at a festival when they're seeing a lot of films, and they go to a lot of films, they know what they like. Mm. So we were thrilled with the feedback.
So now that you've got something good in your hands, what's the next stage?
Well, we think it deserves a bigger screen showing, and it deserves to be in cinemas, and that's where people would really sort of appreciate it, and you never know that until it's done, and you never know that until you get audience reaction and feedback and critique from the press, and it was well received. So we want to put it on the big screen. That clearly, we didn't know until quite recently. So we need to step up our fundraising, and where we'll be trying to raise additional money through crowdfunding, and where we've connected with CrowdShed, who are this great new platform for fundraising, and where trying to raise some money for that, to get it, to connect with our audience, to have posters made, to get the word out, social media, and we think the film has legs, and we think it deserves to be on the big screen.
So say one of our listeners wants to get involved, how can they get involved in the crowdfunding?
They go to CrowdShed. They can look that up, and they can go to the project page, The Beat Beneath My Feet, and there's lots of great prizes and rewards listed on there. You can meet the producers, but there's also an opportunity to get your own short film made, and we will help you make that. We'll go through your script for you. We'll work it for you. We'll film it for you. It's only going to be short; it'll be 2 minutes long, but it'll be great for young filmmakers to sort of get involved in something like that. So it's a very easy thing to do, and we'd love to do that for somebody as well.
That's amazing. Well, I mean, I wish you all the best with it, and it was a pleasure talking with you. I also wish you all the best with the film, with the next stage of the project. Thanks very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Thank you very much, Matt.
It was a pleasure. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.